shout out to Damas and Hector for organizing this. Yeah, give it up.
Yeah.
for some kids on the panel.
Dominic Melendez on the bass.
Paul Ray on the saxophone. Paul Ray.
Thank you.
Thank you.
bass, all the way on the saxophones. That last tune was a tune I wrote a couple months ago entitled Never Alone. It's for musicians like these little people that I never feel alone in my musical endeavors and friendship. Dominic and Paul are people I've been playing music with for a very long time, and very dear friends. And San is someone we just met a couple days ago, but already feels like a dear friend. We had got some shaws last night for those who know what's up. Sharing stories and breaking bread. So it's good to have good company. And that tune, Never Alone, too, I wrote it. Because I had always had this feeling, like, since I was a young kid and growing up, I always had this, felt this presence about me. Or not like me in particular, but just like going about my life, I always felt this presence, kind of always like watching my back, and someone I could always talk to, and never felt alone. And when I was actually physically alone, yeah, I never felt spiritually alone. And in my more recent years of delving deeper in my faith, I come to learn and grow and learn about what that presence is and who that presence is. It's nice to know you never are alone in this world, but great musicians, great people like y'all, and powers that be. So this next tune is a tune of songs, actually. It's entitled Infinity Gesture. Sort of this imagery of creating an infinity symbol with your hands and just talking about how limitless the hands are in this lifetime. We're given two hands, if we're lucky, and we can go about this life with two hands, and we do a lot with these two hands, and I love that imagery, especially as a musician. Our hands are our income, so to speak. So it's limitless possibilities with those two hands, and we hope to bring that to life with this one. This is Infinity Gesture. Thank you. Thank you. that composition. And this next one, this is a new one I wrote for this group and for this show. I entitled it Nature's Mirrors. It's kind of this imagery of like a, you know, like a lake or just a natural body of water. I heard one time that like an actual mirror is not accurate representation of your reflection. The actual best representation of your reflection is looking to a body of water. So this natural mirror kind of showing you truly like who you are, and also metaphorically being able to learn about yourself and see who you are through nature. And you know, we as God's creation, I feel like are His natural mirror for Him to see Himself through us and through what we do, and then through ourselves, we're able to have that conversation back in His creation and through nature. So that helps have an image in your head while you listen to this one. This one's called Nature's Mirrors. Thank you.
Thank you.
Engineers. I want to take this time to give another huge thank you to the Well Coffee House for having us in this beautiful venue. Can we give it up for them? I want to personally thank Julie for having us here, and I want to give you the space. She has some special news for y'all to share. So here's Julie.
Right? These guys are awesome. I just wanted to share, thank you first of all for coming. We are super blessed to have just this group and the multiple times you guys have been here and different number of different people that have been. Thank you for coming. And I wanted to share that the Well Coffee House is a nonprofit coffee house and we have multiple locations. And we've been trying to get this one open for a while. But we just found out this week that we are probably going to be able to open next week. So, if you haven't been to one of our other coffee houses, we have one right over on State in Washington next to the old State House, one in Everett and one in East Boston. And we started in 2014 in South Station, but that closed during COVID. And we've just been waiting for this one. We're so thrilled, and we're hoping this is going to be like a really cool study room for students and things like this. So be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, any social media. If you can shout us out, give us a great review or whatever, we appreciate it. And if you guys have any questions, let us know. And I also just brought some sandwiches in, so if anybody gets hungry, we've got those, and that's all we have. Thank you.
Can we go for Julie? The Well Coffee House. Thank you. We're gonna stay in this theme of nature for one more song. This is an arrangement, actually, that Fall did. Beautiful. Yeah, give it up. It's an arrangement of a Duke Ellington composition that he wrote entitled The Queen Suite. And this particular piece is entitled Single Petal of a Rose. So we hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Songs for y'all tonight. I just want to thank everyone for being such a good audience. It really means a lot to have people who are so attentive when we're playing. Because Lord knows we played a lot of shows where that was not the case. So it really means a lot when y'all are such a good audience. So give it up for yourselves. That last composition was another one of mine, entitled Impatiently Waiting. Especially lately, I pray a lot for patience, and God doesn't answer by giving you patience, He answers with giving you opportunities to be patient. And He gave me a pit bull and a long-distance girlfriend, so that is my opportunity to be patient. But it's exactly what I wanted, and it's a daily practice that I implement into my life, and that I carry that into my music, because playing music is just an extension of who we are as human beings. And a lot of people say you can't be a great musician unless you're a good person first. So this next one is another pursuit of that. It's a tune I wrote a few years ago, entitled Whole Again. And I wrote this, speaking of relationships, this was after an end of a relationship. and a lot of musical inspiration comes from love and heartbreak. And so this one was, unfortunately, a heartbreak song. But it reminds me of another passage in Psalms 147. Says He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. And that's what I feel every day after still I feel longing for some of these relationships sometimes. You never wake up one day and just forget these people that graced your life. And it's a good reminder that we can hurt so much because something at one point made us feel so good. So this one is my coping mechanism for what made me feel so bad at one point. But now it makes me feel good because I get to play this song with these lovely musicians. And this one is called Whole Again. Please enjoy. Give it all for Paul Ray. Dominic Melendrez, Sean Cannon on the piano. That was Holy Land. We got one tune left for y'all tonight. This one is called Closer to You. Did a lot of talking tonight. I think this one speaks for itself. Closer to You. Thank y'all again for being a great audience. Thank you. stay around.